All right, 8:41 on the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. And if you missed any of the commercials, by the way, and we're asking you on our Facebook page this morning to let us know which commercials you like the best. You can watch them all at YouTube. Joining us right now is the Vice President of YouTube, Tara Wolpert-Levy. Tara, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I mean, you don't even have to watch the game anymore, right? You can just watch all the commercials on YouTube.
Well, and some of the game highlights too.
Well, good. So what's trending? What are people looking for?
So we've seen a number of searches that happened yesterday during the game, but particularly because it was a low excitement game, we saw immense interest in the ads. We saw viewership of the big game ads on YouTube rising almost 60% from last year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so far, and I think to your point, we'll continue to see this list evolve throughout the day and throughout the week. But the most viewed ads yesterday really were around either purpose-driven ads or funny ads. So we saw folks like Microsoft's campaign for how accessible technology can make a huge difference for young gamers.
Yeah.
Right? We saw Jeep with that beautiful visual score, the Star Spangled Banner. And we saw actually at number one, the Verizon campaign about the 12 NFL stars who owe their lives to first responders.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was really inspiring, right?
Absolutely, yeah. What are some other things that people are searching for besides the commercials?
So, not surprisingly, I suppose, we saw a huge spike in lowest scoring Super Bowl ever, which this turned out to be, and also a number of searches for key players. So, again, not surprisingly, Tom Brady, but perhaps more surprisingly, folks like Rob Gronkowski, who now has more catches than anybody else in Super Bowl history. We had Patrick Chung, who got searched for that injury that he endured in the game and coming back to the sidelines to cheer on the teams. Jared Goff from the Rams. And then interestingly, again, I think because of the peaceful game that we were watching, a big spike in shows related to the halftime show. So some of my favorites were, is Adam Levine married? Who's his wife?
Right.
And in maybe a different direction, we also saw search interest in SpongeBob more than double during the show.
I don't doubt that. I was looking for SpongeBob myself earlier.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were one of those searches.
I was indeed. This changes how we watch sports, doesn't it? I mean, the fact that we can look up so many things on YouTube and Google, and it really changes how we interact with not just sports, but I think everything on television.
It does, and I think one of the biggest things it does is really extend the moment. So we see interest in the Super Bowl, again, both from a content and an ad standpoint, start to leap up right after the new year, and those searches tend to double week on week until they peak, actually not at the game itself, but day after, week after, and they go on from there. And to your point, that's not just ads, that's sports highlights, funny sports videos, behind the scenes interviews with players. People are interested in the full story of what's going on around the game in the moment. And that just creates a huge opportunity to draw in more and more people and more interest in the various sporting events or moments.
You know, these Super Bowl commercials are so expensive, but I think that they get added value because not only does it air during the Super Bowl when everybody's watching the Super Bowl, but as you said, you know, then they start looking for the commercials after the game, the day after, the week after, and so it gives a little extra bounce to these spots.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, we have been housing spots on youtube.com/adblitz since, again, right after the beginning of January, and you just see steady growth and consumption. Many of these spots already have 30 million plus views, and we'll continue to see that grow, to your point, not only just over the weeks to come, but frankly over the years to come for the really great ones. We're seeing this huge nostalgia play. You saw some of that in the NFL ad from yesterday. And so we put a lot more of the past content, football content, and also the best ads from years prior. And we're seeing, again, tremendous interest. So to your point, if you're looking to take advantage of what is a pretty expensive placement, digital and places like YouTube have become absolutely central to the strategy.
No doubt. Well, we'll be looking up those commercials and game highlights and halftime highlights, I'm sure, throughout the day. Tara, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, and enjoy the show.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.